Good morning. May I help you?
Yes, good morning. Am I speaking to Victoria?
Yes, you are. How may I help you?
Hi. Good morning, Victoria. It's Susan from Cabinet Hub Direct. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. From where are you from, please?
Yes, from Cabinet Hub Direct. I was wondering if you received my email and see if we can work out something with a sketch that you have for us that we can provide you with a free quote. Were you able to speak to any of your clients that you had in mind and so we can help you out with the quote?
Oh, this is it from the Cabinet Company?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
How are you? How are you? Oh, I'm glad you called. And listen, send me another email. Send me a text. I really love the line, and he never got back to me. So that doesn't mean he's not going to, because sometimes these people, get busy or whatever, and they do get back to you eventually. So I just don't pester them. You know, I let them know that we can get them a quote, and I did text him back to let him know, but I say that I did need to know the scope of the project. I need to know, what was going to be involved, how large of a space, and if he could send any photographs, that would be great, and what would he like to accomplish. And so I probably put it down pretty clearly for him what we needed before we could go forward to do anything. So, But stay in touch, because I would have printed out your catalog, which is too many pages. So,
okay.
So I want to make sure that I continue to find that on there. So I have to, I'm not as computer literate as I would like to be, but I'm pretty good compared to what I was 10 years ago.
Very experienced, Victoria. We all learn something every day.
Tell me something now. Okay, so now when we give them a quote and everything, now because this is a design firm, and when people are working with us, when they sign a contract with us, I waive the design fee. Our design fee is pretty high. So, but if they make a commitment to be purchasing through us, then what I do is that our profit comes from the merchandise. Is what it does. We have all kinds of lines of furniture lines, and just like a furniture store, just about, except we give really exclusive one-on-one service to them. Plus the design work. So, what kind of percentage, would be feasible to add to your quote or whatever? And then, I don't know how you work. Is the price that you're giving me, is that the price that everybody gets? Or do you give special pricing to the trade firms? Or how do you work that? That was one of my questions too. I was going to give you a call on that.
Oh, okay. All right. Victoria, the prices is for everybody, but since you want to make do business with us, that's great, because we can maybe help you out with something there. That is going to be with the manufacturer, like the corporate office. So once you get us a sketch, then you work with someone else. It's going to be someone that's going to be always keeping in touch with you to let you know they're always available, and if you have any questions that we can help you out and get a quote on, we will do that. And then you'll be assigned to someone that will be always in touch. Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of the reasons I'm really interested in is because, I don't do any of those drawings or anything on the CAD like you do. Okay. I don't do any of that. Okay. I try to learn, but my brain just did not absorb it. I'm really creative. So when I went to school, we learned on a drafting tape, we drew everything. So I draw everything. But it's very time consuming. But the thing is that we can take on more jobs if I can come up with the designs and come up with the preliminary designs, send it to you, and then you do it on the CAD, and then, you know, with intention of with our purchases, and give you an estimated budget. And then if, you know, if there's one cabinet that is going to work with our budget more, better, then you could recommend that cabinet, and then I could recommend that to the client. But I'm telling you, 90% of the time, probably close to 100% of the time, people give me a budget. And when I show them, when I show them what we could do for that budget, when I try to stay as close to the budget as possible, but I give them choices. So the final choice is theirs. And when I give them choices, what happens is 90% of the time or more, they choose what they want, which is usually more expensive. That doesn't mean that the look would not be as nice with a less expensive piece, but because they're going to have it for a long time, their decision usually gravitates to what they really want. So, you know, so that way we can give them kind of a choice. But can, because you do all that CAD work, that's why I would really prefer working with you guys, is because then I don't have to worry about it. Because, see, I can sub that out to somebody. I have somebody that I can sub it out to, which is not a problem. But it's easier just to stay with you and just to, you know, and I think that you have a pretty good range of cabinets that we can use for most jobs. And, you know, so then I think we can just do that. So can I continue to work? Is that your work that you send? Or do you have somebody do that for you?
We have people that can do that. We work with, in the corporate office, we have the designers, the sketchers that do all that for us. And what I do is I provide it to you to see what you think. And if you like it, we continue with, you know, with the.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then I can give you okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm listening.
No. I like that. I really like that because that would open up more doors because I really did. I didn't actually turn down the cabinet jobs, but basically I did because people came in. They wanted me to give them a quote up front. And I have I actually have several contractors that I work with. But the one that I wanted to do for this job, because it was a little bit smaller job, it was a good job. It was all bathroom remodel and kitchen remodel and all that. And he's extremely talented and very good. And but the thing is that I needed to get him over there also. So I wanted to set up an appointment for him to take a look at what needed to be done also. And then we would be able to come up with some type of a quote. But the way they were asking me off guard, there was no way I could quote them. There was no way I could give them a legitimate quote. And, you know, from my years of experience and expertise and everything, their budget was $100,000 to do remodel a kitchen and two bathrooms and all tile and all, everything else. And I said, I highly doubt that that's going to take care of the project. I said, with plumbing, electrical, you know, demolition and new cabinets and possibly new flooring. I said, I really highly doubt we could do it for $100,000. It's could definitely be more, and I would say probably more in the range of $125,000. And I said, so I don't know if that is feasible for you or not. But I said, and he said, well, how long is it going to take? And I said, I really do not know. I said, because we don't know how getting the cabinets. We need to get the drawings done. There's so much to get done before that, before we could give you any kind of a time frame. We can give you an estimated time frame.
Yes.
But, you know, an estimated time frame. But, you know, I did a home that we, it was a very low budget job. It was not a remodel job. It was a design job. And she really needed help. It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad there. And she wanted an entertainment wall built and everything. But, you know, if I had been working with you, I most likely would have been able to come into the budget with that. But just by purchasing the cabinets and put, I probably would have been able to do that. But I didn't know you then. So I recommended that we go with this really magnificent piece, entertainment piece. It was just gorgeous. And it's built in Vietnam. It's one of the companies, it's an American company, but one of their where they make it is in Vietnam. It used to be in China, but they moved everything from China to Vietnam. And then they, but when we were having all the problems of getting things on the boats to get back over here, you know, it was delayed, it was delayed approximately 12 months. And I asked her, well, that was not unusual a couple years ago with the COVID and everything. You know, that was not unusual. And I asked her, I said, since it has not been shipped yet, and I said, I do know I have from corporate knowing that it is being manufactured, but there is a delay. And I said, if you want to cancel that order and we go with something else, we're able to do that at this point. Would you like to do that? And her answer was no, I want to wait for it. Well, when it did come, it just couldn't be more magnificent. I mean, it is absolutely the most, and it was really a reasonable piece. Just magnificent, absolutely beautiful. And she was really happy with it. But not everybody's going to want to wait for things. So I need to give them a choice. So I would need to work with you one-on-one so you can give me the right information to give to them. And then you can recommend, well, we have this cabinet here, and we can get that quicker. And then I could present that to them, and they could say yes or no. And I'll say 90% of the time, their original choice is they want to stay with. 90% of the time. Yeah, that's what I found over all the years of working with these, with different types of people and everything in the design field. So, but listen, that doesn't mean I got back to them. I even left a phone number. I even put a call into them. So whatever happens, sometimes people will get back to me a month later or 2 months later and just say, by the way, I apologize for not getting back to you, but, and I'd always say, that's just fine. So that doesn't mean, season's just starting here, as you know. So the season's still, I don't know what's going to take place. And also we have an ad going in a magazine, so, you know, right now I'm not happy with the design of the dining photo. So, you know, you can keep that, yeah. Well, I have to call them because it's going to go to print at the end of, I guess, the middle of November. So we only have a few more weeks. But so if you can think of any dining photos that you think would be, you know, pretty nice or whatever, but that's what I'm looking for right now. So I need to get that done.
Okay, so dining photos and let's see here. Let me double check here real quick and see if I can. Is there any maybe something you can send us, like some type of a picture maybe that we can work with that, Victoria?
Yeah. But you see, with my clients, I work in any design. Some designers just work with coastal, some designers just work with contemporary, but I give my clients the opportunity to show me what taste, what they like. So right now I told him, since it's going into a very exclusive area, I told him, I said, he used one of my photos, but it was a very casual dining area. And I said, where this is going to be advertising in and going to, I said, these homes are extremely expensive. And I said, they're not going to be looking for that type of look. And I'll say, in the past 3 years, I have not gotten one request for that type of look. You know, everybody has their own look. So I would say cleaner lines. I'm finishing up a place on Barefoot Beach. And we're going to be, I'm meeting with them next week or whatever. I can't remember, but I have to check my calendar. But, and I sent them one of those pictures. We can use those, but it's not, we had to scale down their dining area because they had a remodel and the remodel did not give enough space for anything. But I was able to get, yeah, well, you know, that's okay. We worked it out. It looks nice. Looks nice and they're happy, and that's all that matters. So yes. if you could think of anything, but yes, I'm very interested. So please stay in touch. Yeah,
Definitely.
Yes.
We are. We're going to keep in touch because, you know, since the season's coming, you know, there's going to be a lot of customers coming to you, and we'll be there to help you out with any design or sketch that you have for us that we can work with and send you, you know, the drawings. That'd be great. That way you can have something to work with all the time, Victoria. So, definitely. We're going to keep in touch, okay?
That sounds wonderful. And send me, please, I'm opening a file for you. Send me, please, another per conversation or something like that. Just shoot me a quick email. And then put everything you put on before to look at the, your catalog and the cabinets and everything. Put all that back on there.
Oh, the attachments. Okay, perfect. I'll do that.
Okay. And then, you know, whether I'll hear back from them, I don't know. But I would say most likely I will.
Okay.
I will give him, I will wait a week or so and just say, you know, are you still interested in getting a quote? That's all.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Victoria. Yes, we're looking forward to working with you and helping each other out, okay? So,
well, you're a sweetheart.
Thanks.
I really enjoy working with you already.
Great.
Okay.
Well, Victoria, thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, okay?
I will.
Thank you.
Sounds incredible. Okay, thank you. Okay. Talk to you later. Okay, bye.